coming up on All Access.
Brady takes the snap, looks right, throws it for one. Touchdown, Patriots!
Wow, was that easy?
Thank God, good time. Got it to everybody. Everybody's messing ball.
You know how Bill is, man. We're going to go in the meeting room, we get the corrections, move on. Just move on. You can't really dwell on the past and all that.
It's an honor to present this golden football, which really represents my time here.
I really want the town, the school.
Oh, my God! I'm going to football!
The kids here, my family, you know, I really want them to feel special.
This is Watt over here on the right side, and it's just going to be, you know, a couple steps up the field and then turns in and just powers Ferguson. It feels like we've seen this play before four or five times, but they just keep showing up.
Two straight losses for New England brings a whole lot of concern to Patriot Nation. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. 3 weeks ago, we were wondering about an undefeated season. This week, can the Patriots make or even win a playoff game? That's how quickly things can turn in the National Football League. Fortunately, the Patriots control their own destiny, but they need a win over a red-hot Houston team in prime time to get back on track. We'll preview the Texans. And here's a prediction. I bet you hear the name J.J. Watt once or twice in this show. But before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds of the Patriots' loss to the Eagles.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
We said, eh? Go get these guys! Go, Bose!
Hey, good communication, all right? Get our guys in firm enough, we need to be good.
Brady takes the snap, looks right, throws it for one. Touchdown, Patriots!
Wow, was that easy?
Good job.
Great job.
Nice job. Good drive. Got it to everybody. Everybody touched the ball on that drive.
Lobs a throw. Left corner of the end zone. Front end of the goal. Reaches out. Makes the catch. Come on, out of play. Come with a touchdown, Patriots.
He's back.
Wide Allen has it. Left puts the puck in his block. Put up against the block. It's picked up and run back to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. It is a touchdown for Najee Good in Philadelphia. Throws underneath, and it's deflected and intercepted. Nelson Jenkins has it at the 15, peeling away into the open field, 5 to the end zone. Malcolm Jenkins goes wire to wire, a pick 6 for Philadelphia. Darren Sproles starts to the left, gets to the 25, to the 30, back to the 40. He's at the 20, he's at the 10, and the Eagles have scored their second special teams touchdown.
Adversity, man, it's part of life. Mike and John, let's go.
Listen, we were in this hole twice last year against Baltimore. Twice.
No timeouts. Give the ball to the official. Clock management. Get out of bounds when you can. You got me?
And he's going to bounce it high to the right side, and the ball's going to be bobbled by the Eagles, who lost control. The Patriots recovered. New England got it. It's a state clear off the left side of center. Pin for a touchdown. Patriots!
Way to go. Way to go. Come on now.
The give to Kenyon Barner. Runs it up the middle, and he's dropped at the 25, and the ball is loose. He fumbled it.
Hey, great play.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping back.
Philadelphia is going to hold on.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, before we get into the game with the Texans, we sat here last week, and you told me that Philadelphia Eagles had one of the best special teams, if not the best special teams unit in the league. Fair to say that that was the case, or maybe you guys helped them out a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you give up, three touchdowns, two on special teams and one on offense, it's a lot to overcome. So we just had too many breakdowns and too many big plays against us and couldn't make enough, and ended up giving up a couple third down conversions on defense in the red area for touchdowns too. So
we sat here throughout the course of the year, and we've talked about the offensive line, different combinations you've had earlier in the year. You were rotating guys. You lose Nate, unfortunately, to injury. Fair to say that it's really good to have continuity and pick five guys and go with those guys, and you're getting to that point maybe? With Stewart being back?
Yeah, hopefully. It's always good if you can do that. We really haven't had that kind of consistency throughout the course of the year with, Nate Stork missing the first half of the season. At different points, we just haven't had everybody available. So if everybody's available, the players that play the best will play the most. And, if we can define that, great. If we can't, then we'll just do the best we can with what we have.
All right, we sat here a couple weeks ago, and even when you guys were 10-0, you sat here and told me it's not perfect. We've got a lot to work on. There's a lot of mistakes. It's about as much adversity as you guys have faced here over the last 2 weeks. Are you anxious to see how your team responds, given the adverse conditions?
Yeah, well, every week's a challenge in this league. So, we need a great week of preparation, great week of practice, and then a great week of focus and concentration and execution on Sunday to beat the Texans. And they're a good football team. They're playing their best football of the year right now. So, we're really catching them on the upswing. We're going to have to get down there and play solid in all three areas.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show as we talk about the Texans. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we sit down with safety Patrick Chung.
So I go out here and just try to get as many wins as possible, put ourselves in the best situation possible for us, and just go out here and just play ball.
And later, to celebrate the golden anniversary of the Super Bowl, we follow two former Patriots who were part of a combined 10 Super Bowls.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Most influential person in my life that helped me get to the spot that I am at today is probably my dad. He just taught me about work ethic and, doing what you have to do to get the job done when it comes to anything in life. He's my backbone, my rock, and if I'm half the man he is, I'll take that as a big plus in my book.
Quarterback out of the gun, takes the step, zone read, hands it off to Jones, drops the ball, Dinkovich is there to recover, Allen Branch into the backfield.
Right below him is my brother. He's the one that beat up on me all the time, my older brother. He is 3 years older than me, so he beat up on me and, got me tough. I mean, him beating up on me all the time kind of, showed me, like, all right, you got to bring your A game no matter what.
He gives it to Yeldon on a delay, hit by Branch, wrapped up on a run up the middle, maybe a half yard.
My dad was my rock. My mom was an iron skillet. She was right there waiting. If I messed up, she would bring the hammer down, but I mean, the love that she shared with me and my three brothers, I don't think it's possible to, put it in words, just seeing how hard she works in school and, just raising a family. She showed me a lot, and I definitely appreciate both my parents for that.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Uneasiness has swept the region with regards to this local football team. But as Dan Roach tells us, the Patriots will once again ignore the noise.
Darren Sproles with only Allen to beat, breaks his tackle to the 30, and the Eagles have scored their second special teams touchdown.
After dropping back-to-back games for the first time since 2012, and for only the fifth time since 2003, Monday's film day had to be a rough one for the Patriots.
It's never easy coming in under these circumstances and watching film, but I think we learned a lot. I think we just try to continue to improve moving forward.
Bill Belichick always seems calm when his team faces adversity, and that's usually how his team handles tough times.
Coach does a good job of, just letting us worry about football and takes care of the rest, and we don't have to worry about anything outside the building.
One major concern for the banged-up Patriots offense has to be protecting their quarterback, as Brady has been sacked 8 times and hit an additional 32 times over the past 3 games.
Feel good. Fresh as lettuce. Judging by the results, I need to get the ball out quicker. So I just got to find an open guy and try to get it to the guys who can actually do something with it. Because usually when it's in my hands, there's nothing good happening.
Next up for the Patriots, a trip to Houston to face the 6-6 Texans. And a trip down memory lane, as the Pats will be facing familiar faces such as Billy O'Brien, Brian Hoyer, and number 75, Vince Wilfork.
It's a big man. I think he kind of did the same thing you did here. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
It's ultimately going to come down to how well we execute and the plays and tackles and throws and runs and blocks. And we know each other's style, but at the same time, it's going to come down to how well we execute.
If you're wondering how much of an influence Bill Belichick has had over his coaches over his career, well, think about this. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien is the 9th assistant under Belichick to become either a head coach in the NFL or in college. Pretty impressive coaching tree. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots defensive back Patrick Chung. And here we go. And let's just talk about the mood of this football team right now. Where are you guys at? Talk to me.
Honestly, we're just getting ready for Houston. you know how Bill is, man. We're going to go in the meeting room. We get the corrections, do what we have to do to, fix those corrections and just move on. Just move on. You can't really dwell on the past and all that.
Did the Eagles game stun you?
No, they're a good team. They're a good team, and they're playing for a lot. And they came out, and they just, they outplayed us. I mean, we came down to the end, and they outplayed us, and they deserve that win. They played better than us in that game, and now we just got to move on and try to get this win versus Texans.
Tell me about the confidence of this football team right now. Is it still sky high?
Yeah, I mean, we're not 2-10, man. We're 10-2. It's two losses, man. It's just like go out here and just try to get as many wins as possible, put ourselves in the best situation possible for us, and just go out here and just play ball.
And obviously you're not overlooking Houston.
Nah. They won 4 straight, I think, so you can't really overlook a team that's hot right now. And they have a lot of good players also, and they're coming along, and we've got to get ready. We've got to get ready to play a good team in a hostile environment with good fans.
All right, I'm going to switch gears on you altogether. You're coming off your event, karaoke event, for your foundation.
Yeah.
Where does the money go to, and what do you plan to do with it? And it sounds like to me you lost your voice a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
How much fun was it?
It was fun, man. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of good songs, but... it's good to have those nights, to just go out there and have fun, help kids, and pretty much all the money goes right back out to the programs, music programs, football programs, academic programs, whatever me and my wife just think of that day. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just want to donate to here and start a new program for kids to come in and have free opportunity to just, better themselves, pretty much.
Good luck in Houston.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Patrick Chung, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
All right, what would have been crazy talk 2 weeks ago is a reality. The playoffs, we're in the home stretch now. So here's the question. Do the Patriots need a bye week to make all their dreams come true?
I think particularly this year, the Patriots need that bye to go all the way. You know, it's different than all the other years. They're hurt. They need that extra week for Edelman to get more healthy. They need that extra week for Gronk to be 100%. They need the bye. By the way, where's Andy this week?
Andy got tired of beating up on Fred, so he hired me this week to do the job. They do not need a bye. They just need to get healthy. Gronkowski can rest. Edelman can rest. When those two guys were on the field, the Patriots were the best team in football. The bye is a luxury, not a necessity.
The answer is yes, they do need the bye week. It helps you out in so many different ways. One, it helps you get caught up on your health. I mean, all these guys have been banged up all year. That's the most important thing. And just a little nugget to throw out there to you, the Patriots have never won a Super Bowl without having a bye week. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick returns, and we talk about the Texans. When you turn on the tape, and a lot's been made over the last 5 days about, you know, you had Billy here 3 years ago, Romeo, the familiar faces, Vrabel. It's too much put into that. I mean, they're a different team, you're a different team. Or when you turn on the tape, is it really the same stuff that you get, like, both teams are running?
Well, there's certainly some carryover, but I think there's a little bit of that every week. Seems like there's always somebody on another team that we've had, a coach, a player, or vice versa. We have somebody that was with the other team we're playing. I mean, I think in the end that all kind of gets, you know, it's a big story, but it really doesn't, I don't think it plays too much into it. It's a lot more about what the players and coaches, you know, how we perform, right, how we execute on Sunday afternoon. That's what this game will come down to, too. It'll be Sunday night, you know, how those teams compete against each other.
All right, looking at them defensively, they got a lot of good players. But obviously, number 99 is very disruptive, J.J. Watt. Is he as disruptive a defensive player that you've seen and you've coached against him before?
Yeah, he really is. He does everything well. He's really a hard guy to handle. It's hard to run at him. It's hard to run away from him. Passing game's a problem. He's got a variety of moves, and they move him in different places, so it's hard to, I don't know exactly where he's going to be. He knocks down a lot of passes. He's a very, very productive player, and everybody's looking for him every week. It's not like he gets a lot of free opportunities. There's a lot of double teams, a lot of lines sliding to him, a lot of help, and still he continues to produce at a high level. So I think you've really got to recognize that. I mean, honestly, they did the MVP voting on defense today without the last four games. He still should win it based on the production he's had three quarters of the way through the season. So we'll get a good look at him on the Belustrator.
All right, good. I can't wait for that. All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Tom in Milton. Asks about injuries. It's nice to see you guys got Jamie Collins back a little bit last week. He's getting his strength back. Hopefully Hightower will be coming back. We know what's going on offense. What is the process from an injured standpoint? Is every player different, or when the doctor clears that guy, is there a mandatory Thursday, Friday practice? Like, how do you handle each injury, or is it separate?
Yeah, every situation is different, and some injuries are dealt with differently than others. Sometimes a player can have an upper body injury and he's still able to practice but not have contact. Obviously, with lower body injuries, if the player can't, you know, run, cut, you know, perform, then you're really pretty much limited to just using them in a walkthrough type of situation. Once the player's cleared by the medical staff, then it's really becomes a coaching decision as to how ready or how effective we feel that player is. And that can, you know, come from a combination of people, the position coach, the coordinator, myself, you know, evaluations from the medical and the strength staff and so forth. We pretty much take it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, makes sense. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. I'll try and get this guy on Twitter by the end of the year. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you said it, J.J. Watt and the Belustrator.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of J.J. Watt.
All right, can't wait. All right, sit tight. He'll be back later in the show with the Belustrator. But first, more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Hey, rat-a-tat.
The Patriots kick off the holiday season with some fun and games. But first, it's the J.J. Watt Show on the Belustrator.
You know, this guy's, going to be Defensive Player of the Year again this year, and rightfully so.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Congratulations to Mashpee High School's Matt Treveri, who's been selected as our High School Coach of the Year. The Falcons won the Division VI state championship on Saturday by a 28-8 score, finishing the season at 10-3. For winning the Coach of the Year award, the Patriots Charitable Foundation made a $2,000 donation to the Mashpee High School football program in the name of Coach Treveri. Presenting the award to the team is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
We love her! We love
her! Congratulations to the Falcons football program on a great season.
1, 2, 3!
As part of this season-long initiative to celebrate the 50-year anniversary of the Super Bowl, the National Football League is honoring all players and coaches who have participated in the first 49 games with a golden football. The players are then honored at their local high school, presenting the ball as a lasting memory that will be showcased in trophy rooms around the country. We followed two former Patriots for this story, Troy Brown and Matt Light, who between them played in 10 total Super Bowls.
This is home, man. All I knew was these streets of Blackville. And this is what shaped me to be what I am and how I am.
We are back here at Greenville High School, where I played football many, many moons ago.
We have a special guest here today, three-time Super Bowl champion, state champion, and national champion that played here in Blackville, and that's Mr. Troy Brown.
You know, Matt and I played together here. We've known each other for a long time. Doesn't need any introduction. Wanted to talk to you a little bit. You know, Matt Light.
So before I get started, man, let you guys know I was here. I sat right here, too, right where you guys are sitting.
So Coach Schaefer and I sat exactly where you guys are. Have you heard that from him a time or two?
And if you put the same effort that you put into playing football, if you put it into your schoolwork, I'm not going to promise you you're going to be in the NFL, but I promise you you'll be successful.
This is the first time I've been back for a high school football game since I left here. To tell you guys that I'm fired up to watch what you guys are going to put on the field is an understatement. There's nothing like coming home. Today is going to be special for many reasons, one of which is we're celebrating the golden football. And this golden football is symbolic for many, many men that have played in Super Bowls, right? So any former player, and I believe head coach, will get an opportunity to present a ball to their high school.
I really want the town, the school.
Oh, my God, golden football!
The kids here and my family, you know, I really want them to feel special.
Troy Brown will bring the golden football
right here in little Blackville, South Carolina.
Tonight, giving the ball to high school is just a way of saying, hey, thanks. You know, this to this community, to these people, these coaches, the administration, everybody else that helped shape me as a young player, thanks for helping me out. Thanks for getting me to this point, and here's a golden football. And I don't know what they're going to do with it, maybe put it in a case and all that great stuff, but overall, I just hope they know how much I appreciate everything they've done.
On behalf of Mr. Doug Freeze, the superintendent and the Board of Education, it's my honor to introduce to you Mr. Matt Light.
It's an honor to present this golden football, which really represents my time here, where I started the game of football, where I learned so much from all of my coaches, the administration, and everyone else that helped put me in a position to have success. And so, Doug, I want to present this 50th Golden Football to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Well, we'll present the ball to Miss Ginger Boat in Golden Football at Blackville Hilda High School.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's Zoe. It's Fourier heading to the Lone Star State.
That's right.
Texas. I mean, they grow them big down there.
They do. Eh? They grow them here, too, though. We got some big boys here. We like our steak. We like our potatoes. But how about that defense of the Texans?
We've done enough of J.J. Watt in this show, right?
Oh,
so
really?
We're going to talk about Mike Vrabel.
Oh,
how about
yeah.
that?
Your favorite guy.
Yeah, I mean, he knows everything. So, I mean, he could probably take this show and do it himself.
Yeah.
But he knows his team, knows his defense, knows the schemes with Romeo Crennel. You played on those teams
yeah.
where they got confusion and they create chaos up front.
Yeah.
How do they do it?
Well, and you saw, you know, the communication was a big issue last week and the week before. You got an offensive line that's still trying to find themselves.
Right, put the ball
so they're going to sit there and they're going to try and use their linebackers. They're going to put J.J. Watt all over the place. So play a nine-tape technique. He'll play inside. But watch the linebackers. They're going to bring Cushing up here, and they're just going to try and create.
What they do is they step. And when they step up, it covers the line, meaning 5-on-5, which creates one-on-one schemes, and that's how they get Watt.
You know what? The Patriots used to do this when Vrabel was here. They used to do the exact same thing with a lot of linebackers moving all around, but they called it playground because the guys would run around like they were little kids.
And they run the games. And we'd come this way.
And they would just go all over the place. And then the communication, you need to know who you're blocking. And forget about numbers. Don't just block a man. Block the area. You're not going to be running and chasing people. They're going to try to confuse you. They're going to cross-stunt you. They're going to line up weird. They're going to stand up. They're going to yell at you. Just be calm. Know what area you're blocking, and you'll be okay.
You're going to eat a big piece of Texas beef this weekend for this game?
I can't wait to eat the whole
damn
thing.
Big steers down there, baby. Hook them horns,
right? Okay, let's get some.
Hey there, Hoff.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
It's old home week in Houston as New England native and Texans head coach Bill O'Brien gets his first chance to coach against the team that gave him his NFL start.
I think that experience for me in New England was a great one because I learned a lot about a lot of different aspects of football, whether it was personnel evaluation or strategy or defense or whatever it was. And as far as Sunday night, I will be very focused on doing the best I can to be a good coach for this team. That's what I'll be focused on.
Now let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak because it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Kind of an unprecedented one. I think we're going to get a lot of looks at number 99, J.J. Watt. Right, Coach?
That's right, Scott. And he's a tough matchup. He's a hard guy to deal with in the running game and in the passing game. He's hard to run. It's hard to run at him because of his strength and his quickness. Here, up and under move against the Jets, you know, turns into a, you know, tackle for a big loss.
And we're at the point in the season, too, where there's not a lot of physical practices, a lot of our walkthroughs. How do you get ready for that type of quickness throughout the course of practice?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we're going to have to do a good job of simulating him in practice and also being good with our techniques. Here he is on the backside, you know, going behind a back block and making a play in the backfield. You know, here's another play. He's over here on the left side, and the play is being run away from him, and you can see how he just, you know, beats a cutoff block on the backside and goes right down the line. So, you know, it's easy to say, well, we'll just run away from him. He probably makes more plays from the backside than he does on the plays that are run to him. Here's the same play from the end zone. He's lined up in a four technique in their base 34 defense. You can see he's got great length and quickness, flat right down the line. Yeah, it's another negative play. Third and two, short yardage. Out here on the outside, he makes a big play, not just on first down, but you know, here he is where you think he'll be rushing the passer and think he's going to run upfield. And he makes a quick inside move there and makes a short yardage stop. So tough guy to run against.
Yeah.
To him or away from him.
And you used to coach a guy by number 56, Lawrence Taylor, you know, from a disruptive standpoint. Is this guy modern day one of those types where he can just take over the game?
I would say he's really hard. And he deals, you know, Watt deals with a lot of this. Here it is in the, against Tennessee where the line's sliding to him. So it's really 3-on-2 over here with the center and the guard working on Watt out to the end. And it's assignment. See Watt use his strength and his power and strip sacks. So, you know, there's not only is it a sack, but it's a turnover. Get the ball on the 10-yard line. You know, he does a lot of things. Here he is out here on the edge, in more of a sub situation, just, you know, turn the corner, probably pretty much of his signature move there, the slap, rip, uppercut, you know, coming hard off that edge, really squeezes the pocket here. You can see the pocket is just totally collapsed on that right side, and, that really helps the players that are coming on the left side and up the middle, with the presence that he has. So even when he doesn't make the play, he's still, you know, a big factor in the pass rush to help other guys make it.
But they try and get that one-on-one block, right? Ultimately, they try and cover you up and force you to get the one-on-one. This is a bad one here.
Yeah. So now in the same game here, we see him flipped over, and playing, over on the defensive right side against Ferguson. You can see he's got great power and quickness here. He just powers Ferguson right back into, Fitzpatrick. You can see the same play here from the end zone. This is Watt over here on the right side, and it's just going to be, you know, a couple steps up the field and then turns in and just powers Ferguson and, you know, grabs everybody. And
that tackle's been around the National Football League for a couple of years. It's not like he's a young pup.
He beats a lot of good players, guards, tackles, you know, centers, you know, you name it. Again, in the New Orleans game, play action pass. Again, they've got the whole line sliding back to him, keeping the tight end on the backside, you know, trying to secure the pocket back here. And he just runs right through that and sacks the quarterback. Here's the same play again. See his upfield quickness. Again, there's that same, you know, slap rip move. He's got very good acceleration and, you know, closing quickness to the quarterback. So, you know, once he gets a half a step on that offensive lineman, then he's able to, you know, close the space and make the play. Here is in the same game.
Left, right. They flipped.
Yeah, now he's flipped over. Now he's working on the guard. And again, a lot of times these guards and centers just aren't used to a player with his kind of length and his kind of quickness inside. And so here, that quick swim move. Again, another sack coming off the backside. And then in the, there are times where they put him on the center, so he gets a shot at everybody. Nobody really gets off the hook. Here they're running a game with, you know, bringing Merciless and Cushing inside. And, you know, Watt's quick enough to come around and make the play on a very athletic quarterback. You know, Taylor trying to scramble out of the pocket. So, again, with his quickness and his length, he really gets to a lot of plays. Against Cincinnati.
And just collapses the pocket again.
Feels like we've seen this play before four or five times, but they just keep showing up and showing up. They overset him. He comes inside. If he can get the edge, he takes the edge. Here's the Kansas City game.
Same one.
Again, same play.
Doesn't even need a helmet.
Helmet comes off. You know, he's got a yard sale. Got stuff all over the
pedaling
place.
Hands and, to the face. I mean,
And you can see right here, you know, Smith barely holds on to the ball. He does a good job. Watt does a good job right here trying to swat that ball out of there, and Smith hangs on to it. So, look, they got a lot of good players, and certainly more than a one-man band. But, you know, this guy's, you know, going to be Defensive Player of the Year again this year, and rightfully so.
Yeah, and understandably so. Coach, good luck getting back on track this week.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Bellis Trader. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
We'll be right back. What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth.
Earlier this week, the Patriots Charitable Foundation hosted its 22nd annual Children's Holiday Party.
Oh, look at this handsome Santa you have.
Over 200 children in need from the Salvation Army and community centers around New England visited Gillette Stadium for an evening of fun, food, and games.
No, I can't go any faster.
Why not? It's going to take me forever to get this Christmas tree.
Is this better?
Put that on.
Who wouldn't want to have a holiday party with a bunch of their friends, some NFL players, Mr. Kraft, Pat Patriot? So I didn't get to have that much fun as a kid, but I'm happy to be a part of it now.
Hey, man, I feel like I can't move right now. Phil, very festive.
Welcome back, everybody. It's always a great scene to see the kids and the Patriots at the holiday party. Time now for our panel discussion at Bob Ziskow Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Surprised? Shocked? And what happened last week on the football field?
Yeah, I don't normally use the word stunned when it comes to the Patriots, but I am stunned. I thought this was a team that had quit in Philadelphia, and I think they came in here and had quit. I think they rolled over and were all prepared to get blown out, and the Patriots do some very unpatriot-like things with block punts and, you know, some bad situational football. The special teams let them down. The special teams been so good most of the season. So, stunned, yes. Yeah.
Steve, we both sat here last week and picked the Patriots rather convincingly.
We did.
And this was an Eagles team that came in giving up 45 points in each of their prior two games to this one. So, when you asked the question, surprised, all capitals, surprised.
Yep.
Do you look at the Patriots different now? Does it cause you to reevaluate where this team is right now?
Well, you can't help it. I mean, they were sitting all by themselves at the top of the AFC, and now they put themselves in a situation where in these last four games, they have to crank out wins, as Mike talked about. Tread water, find ways to grind your way to a couple of victories. They didn't have to do that before. They had the luxury, I thought, of setting themselves up, managing the roster, getting healthy, and putting themselves in the best position for January. Now, these last four games, they're going to probably need to win maybe all four of them to guarantee, definitely to guarantee a bye, but, you know, at least three out of four to get in good position. That's not going to be easy.
I look at them differently, Steve, for exactly what Paul said, because I've been sort of banking on the idea that you're going to have that first round playoff bye. And let's not forget, they had a week four bye, you know, this season, the earliest you can get. And I thought that situation to have that first round playoff bye would be critical for them. The fact that that's no longer a given for them, which it certainly looked that way 2 weeks ago, that does lead me to look at this situation, this team, a little bit differently in this present snapshot.
I want to throw this question out at you guys. Where is this team most vulnerable?
Well, it's hard to not look at the offensive line right now and see the amount of times that Tom Brady's been hit over the last 3 or 4 weeks. You know, really, it's just Nate Solder missing, you know, from the equation. He was the one starter that's out of there. Now we'll have to see about Josh Klein and see what his availability is going forward. But, you know, when you look at the amount of time that Tom Brady generally is able to throw the ball. So the combination of the receivers not being out and the protection not being great, I think that's where you're most vulnerable is in the passing game.
The numbers, the last three games, Tom Brady has been hit 32 times in those three games, going back to Buffalo, Denver, and just recently against the Eagles. So that points to the offensive line, as Paul mentioned, but I'll go a little bit deeper. It's not all bad on the offensive line. Sometimes Tom Brady has time, and he's just looking downfield, and he's not finding guys to get open. So it helped to have Danny Amendola back last week. Obviously, he misses Edelman. Obviously, he misses Gronkowski. So I think the idea of trying to find some reliable weapons in the passing game that can get open and get open quickly, that's another area of vulnerability right now.
Prediction time. Will there be a problem in Houston?
I think it's going to be a very difficult game. I'm going to go with the Patriots, but this is really based on history. This is the kind of spot that I think when there's some doubt, there's some people sort of wondering where this team is headed, is it slipping in the wrong direction? This is when their back's against the wall and they're at their best. I think this is a game they should win. I think they are still, their talent is better than Houston's talent. This is a game they should go down there and win. It won't be easy, 20-17, but this is going to be one of those wins that people are going to look back at and say, that's when we righted the ship.
Well, I'm in flip a coin territory here. That's how close I think it is. And I'm going to give the nod to the Patriots only because of what I saw at the end of that Eagles game. And it reminds me slightly of last year against the Chiefs, week four, when they were out of it and they came back and made a game of it. I shouldn't say made a game of it, but competed and showed you a little character. I think that they're better than they showed. They'll bounce back, and I'm going to pick the same exact score, 20-17.
He's always cheating off my paper.
All right, guys. Great job as usual.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. From Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.